This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness, from TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. I'm a little bit everywhere, y'all. If this is your first time seeing me or hearing me on my podcast, my name I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. I've been in psychotherapy for the last 4 years, almost 4 years, October 2017, and the point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to personality disorders, mental health issues alike, and to get more people into therapy if that is possible. And in the process of all that, validate the victims and survivors of narcissistic abuse. Because, you know, sometimes you're not crazy. Sometimes it's not you. A lot of times it's not you, especially if you're dealing with a narcissist. Today's episode is going to be about, do narcissists love their children? I've been tagged in a video on TikTok like 100 times, y'all. Like, literally 100. I've never been tagged in a video this much. And it's a lady on TikTok saying, she's pretty much just saying, I think she's a therapist or whatever, that narcissists do not love their children. Which is, you know, which is a pretty much a blanket statement. It just encompasses that all narcissists can't love their children. Which kind of, the blanket statements do get on my nerves, y'all, because I am a narcissist. I know a lot of times if you listen to my podcast and my YouTube, I'm always saying them or the narcissist, or sometimes I'll say me or we. But because I don't like the blanket statements. I am a narcissist. I'm still 100% a narcissist, and I don't like to be associated with the bad parts of narcissism. But here we are. I do because I'm a narcissist. People automatically think I'm a bad person and all that other good stuff. You know what I mean? But as far as kids go, I love my kids, y'all. I do love my kids. I cherish my kids and everything like that. Even before therapy, I love my kids. I'll do anything for my kids.
But do I have trouble empathizing with my children? Do I have trouble putting myself in their shoes and, you know, not being selfish when it comes to my kids? Yes, 100,000% yes, I do. You know what I mean? I just do. Like, when I'm dealing with my kids or I'm dealing with my children and things like that, I do become, you know, just a different person. Because I'm a lot to deal with and things like that. I just am, you know? And I'm selfish with my time and stuff like that. So becoming a parent was one of the toughest things to do with me. One of the toughest things I've had to do because, you know, I'm a narcissist and, like, I'm egotistical and I don't like to put other people first. But even now, I don't think I could do a better job of putting my kids first. Even now, even right now in this moment, 4 years into therapy, I could do a lot better job of putting my kids first. And I always ask people, like, do narcissists love their kids? I always ask them, how are they treating you? You know what I mean? How is that narcissist treating those kids? How is it? Are they treating them like they love them? Are they there for them? Do they care about them? Do they help them when they cry and stuff like that? If they're not doing that, then no, they don't love those children. If they abandon those kids like they're nothing and go play stepdad or stepmom to somebody else, do they love their children? No, those narcissists do not love their children. I will stand behind that one right there. But the ones that stand and fight and try to be decent human beings, because not all narcissists are the same, y'all. And that's the point of my entire platform, to show you that not 100% of narcissistic people are bad people. Like, there's big self-aware narcissist groups on Facebook and things like that I was a part of, that you will see that not all narcissists are bad people. These people are here trying to live better lives and stuff like that, but they are scared to come out and say that they are narcissists because, you know, people are going to judge them and, you know, hold it against them for being a narcissist, hold their personality disorder against them. So, yeah. But in my own personal case, like, and this is what I've seen before my diagnosis, before I got diagnosed as a narcissist, I saw this right here, the fact that narcissists see children as reflections of ourselves. So if we look in that mirror, that kid mirror, that narcissistic mirror that is our children, if we look into that mirror and we like what we see, the narcissist will cherish and take care of that kid and up that kid. And hey, this is my son right here. This is my daughter. She's doing good. Got a good grade on that test. My daughter's smart, just like me. You take credit for all the accomplishments. You take credit for all the accomplishments that kid accomplishes in life and things like that, because it makes you look good. It makes you feel better about yourself. So yes, in those situations, you know, and I know people might listen to this and say, oh, that's not love. That's just, you know, that's attachment or whatever. That's whatever. I know people are going to say things, you know what I mean? But in the different situations when you have to deal with narcissists, you know what I mean? kids are going to, you know, kids are going to be kids. And like, if that kid is, like I said, if a narcissist looks into that mirror that is that child and likes what they see, they're.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They're going to be there for that child a little bit more. And I guess that's where the golden child, the scapegoat comes in and whatnot. That's when you get to the, in those situations right there where the narcissist does have a favorite child a lot of times. You see that too. You see and hear that a lot where a narcissist does have a favorite child that, you know, they look up to. If you ask my wife, she would say, she would tell you that my oldest son is the golden child because that's my firstborn and whatnot. And like, he's been with me from the beginning. He's literally been with me from the beginning of my, you know, he's 13 years old. He's been with me before therapy. He's been with me. He's been with me before therapy. He's been with me after therapy. He's just been with me just point blank period from the beginning. And, you know, internally, sometimes I feel bad because I treated him, you know, badly before I was diagnosed. I can do better now. I'm doing better now. But like before I was diagnosed, I did treat my son. No, I wouldn't treat him the best. I would yell at him, scream at him. You know, if he wasn't doing his homework correctly, I would yell and scream at him and pick on him and stuff like that because I wanted him to be a good reflection of me. And I know people are going to harp on me and talk junk about me and stuff like that, but if I was going to be honest with my experiences, then there's no point of me doing this channel and things like that. So yeah, I could have treated my son better. I do it now. You know what I mean? But I'm still selfish with my time now. It's still hard for me to empathize with my kids right now. Like my kids, like my youngest son, when he's crying and stuff like that, you want him to toughen up, because I don't fully understand the emotional range that people have, that kids have. So my son is crying or whatever, I'm just like, look, it just gets on my nerves sometimes, like the sounds. I'm like, why are y'all crying? Why do we have to cry? You know what I mean? If y'all, like, and I get to blame my kids. I know some narcissists will blame their kids for holding them back. If I didn't have kids, I had a lot more free time. I could do my job better. I could, you know, I'd be more successful if I didn't have kids, you know? And they'll use that as an excuse. They'll use it as a crutch for their entire existences. You know what I mean? For the simple fact, because they can, you know what I mean? Because you can use it. When you're dealing with a narcissist, they will use that as an excuse for the rest of their existence. Like, I would have been successful. I would have had kids. I had kids too early. You know, kids held me back. And things like that. And you pass, this one thing I'm big on too, y'all. I don't want to pass my failures on to my kids. I don't want to pass my fears on to my kids. I have a lot of fear. You know what I mean? And I think another thing, let me harp back, y'all. I think another thing that helps me be a better parent is the fact that, you know, I have an internal, it's going to, I don't know where I can use this hatred. I have an internal hatred for my own dad. And I want to be better at him in every way. And he was a terrible father. So I just like, I'm going to be a good dad. Point blank period. You can't tell me I don't love my kids. And that's why I have a soft spot when people come at me and just like, you don't love your kids. I see it all the time. Like, narcissists don't love their kids. I'm like, look, call it what you want to. I love and care about my kids. I'll do anything for them. I'm trying to be successful for them. I'm trying to be a better person because of them, because of my kids. If I didn't have kids now, if I didn't have my wife right now, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And don't take that. If you're listening to this and trying to find something to hold on to your relationship with a narcissist, don't take that. No, don't listen to that right there. Don't value yourself based on that sentiment right there. Like, maybe if I try harder, he'll change. Nope, don't do that. Because they won't change based on that. They just won't. That sometimes, it has nothing to do with you for a narcissist to change. It has nothing to do with those kids for a narcissist to change. It has everything to do with the narcissist's inner dialogue, inner monologue, inner conversations with ourselves. Because, like, you cannot go far, you cannot blame yourself for a narcissist not changing. Don't attach your value for a narcissist not changing. Don't attach your kids' values to a narcissist not changing. You just don't want to do that. You don't want to get caught up in that dynamic right there, because that is a very, very tough dynamic to deal with right there in that situation. You know what I mean? You don't want to get caught up in it because it's tough. It really is tough dealing with a narcissistic person that, you know, you feel like doesn't care about their kids. And like I said, I just feel like the blanket statement saying all narcissists don't love their kids kind of puts people in untenable predicaments too. Because imagine you thinking that that narcissist doesn't love your kids, but you got to co-parent with them. You got to drop them kids off at your narcissist's house that doesn't love them. You know what I mean? That makes you spend the whole weekend, instead of the weekend having a little freedom, you spend the whole weekend like, oh my God, I had to drop my kids off with this psychopath that doesn't love them. How are they treating that kid? You know what I mean? Just based on how they treat it. Because a lot of them don't. I'm not saying that all narcissists care about their kids and love their kids, or all narcissists don't. I just don't like the blanket statement, because when you put the blanket on top of that statement, when you just wrap everybody up in that blanket of narcissism, everybody, it makes it seem like all narcissists are the same. That statement, you know, I see it, and I haven't responded to that video on TikTok because I can't respond to it in a good way. So I just decided to make a long video on YouTube about it at the last minute. You know what I mean? Like, narcissists don't love their kids. They can't empathize, whatever. I mean, it's tough to empathize. It's tough to empathize with your kids and put yourself in your kids' shoes, because, like, me personally, you know, I had to grow up faster than what I know, because I feel like my son is, like, sometimes I feel like my son is behind in development because he's not where I was at his age. You know, I was like, he's not as emotionally mature as I was at that age, because he hasn't had to skip any stages of emotional development. He hasn't had to go through arrested development. He hasn't had to do that. He hasn't had to grow up faster to be a big, he hasn't had to grow up faster to be a big brother / dad to his younger brothers and stuff like that. He hasn't had to be the man of the house at 8, 9, 10 years old. He's had a chance to be a kid. And I have to look at that now, and it kind of bugs me. That does bug me. I'm just telling you the stuff that bugs me. Like, I feel like he's not as emotionally mature as I was. And I'm just like, why do you keep wanting to do this kiddie stuff? Because I was doing adult stuff at 12, 13 years old. You know, not drinking and smoking and stuff like that. I was just like, you know, cooking for my little brothers and stuff like that. Watching my little brothers while my mom was at work and things like that. So I had to, that was my vibe right there. You know what I mean? That was the vibe that I had to experience right there, was that right there. So that's what I tell people, like, how is that narcissistic person treating those kids? Like, are they treating them like they love them? Are they treating them like they care about them? If not, then yeah, take action accordingly. You know what I mean? Man or woman, whatever. You know what I mean? Just take the correct action. Take the right action when you're trying to co-parent with a narcissist, because like I said, you'll get caught up in that situation. Like, it'll drive you crazy thinking you have to drop your kids off with somebody that doesn't love them and care about them. It just will. 100%, you know what I mean? And like, that's what we deal with now. That's what I deal with now. Like I said, it's hard for me to, if I love my sons and my daughter, it's hard for me to empathize with them though. It's hard for me to put myself in my kids' shoes, for lack of a better word. You know, I'm just like, how do y'all think like this? And I want my kids to be the best possible versions of themselves, because that reflects the best possible version of me. Like, hey, Lee is a good dad. Look at his kid. Look how his kids turned out. And that's how a lot of narcissists will do. And even if a narcissist is not being a good parent, they will pretend on social media that they are a good parent, y'all. Just to let you know. So a lot of times, you know, I have people like that put like, because they'll go on and steal pictures from their significant, from the like baby mama or baby daddy's page or whatever. They're gonna steal pictures and use them like they took them. So I had people put watermarks on pictures so you can't steal them. Mama took this. Mama bought this. Stuff like that to keep the narcissist in check. You know what I mean? And things of that nature. Like, so yeah, I do love and care about my kids. I'm doing everything for my kids. I go to therapy for myself, but it's also to help me be a better parent and a better father figure, and to just be better overall for my kids in general, because they deserve it. You know what I mean? That your kids deserve to grow up better than you did. And like, you know what I mean? Because I love my kids. I have trouble empathizing with my kids. Cause I try my hardest to be a better parent for my kids. You know what I mean? That's what I do. That's all. That's what I try to do, and that's my goal, is to continuously do that, because it helps me be a better human being. It helps me be a better person. You know what I mean? So that's my goal. I'm going to continue to do that for the rest of my life, because that's my legacy. I want to leave a legacy. That's all about narcissists leaving legacies, and my kids are going to be, you know, part of my legacy. I'm going to create my own legacy, but my kids are going to be a big part of it as well. You know what I mean? So big time, big time, big time. Anyway, y'all, I know I've been rambling and babbling on and stuff like that, but like, I get passionate when I talk about the kids or whatever, because I get a lot of people in these self-aware narcissist groups that, you know, they be fighting to be good parents, and they just like, the empathy part is tough. You know, being a narcissist and having low empathy is tough to, you know, empathize with your kids. Like I said, just watching my son like at 13 do stuff that I was doing, you know, he's doing stuff at 13 I was doing when I was 10 or 11. And I'd be realizing, I was like, okay, because he hasn't had the experience the rest of development. He's had all his developmental stages appropriately, where I didn't. Like I said, I had to grow up faster than what I was supposed to. So I experienced the rest of development where I had to become a mini adult faster than what normal people do. You know what I mean? So that was the experience that I had to endure when I was growing up. So I'll probably do another video on Arrested Development here pretty soon. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Like, yes, I do love and care about my kids. Not all narcissists do, but not all narcissists don't. Just, you know, the spectrum. There's people lower on the spectrum, like me. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Mental illness is... Wait. Before y'all go, like and subscribe. Please like and subscribe. I need you. I love you. I love y'all. Thank you, y'all. Peace.